From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. As we head into the long 4th of July weekend, lots of people are expected to flock to South Florida's beaches. At many of them, beachgoers will rely on the watchful eyes of ocean rescue lifeguards. So now we're going to introduce you to two people who make sure bathers at the beach stay safe. We begin with Lieutenant Jerry Falconer. He started as an ocean rescuer in New Jersey before coming to South Florida.
In a sense, have buoy. We'll travel. I started with the city of Hollywood, made my way to the city of Pompano Beach, and have been with city of Miami Beach for the last 21 years. We make ocean rescue, but over the years, our job has changed to more of a medical response. Lifeguards now here on Miami Beach are a division of the fire department. No matter what, people will be out on the beach 365 days, rain or shine, which makes our job very important to be here and to make sure that everybody's safe. When we get into these sort of economic depressive times, the beach is a very, very inexpensive place to go. In my career, we've had to respond to a plane crash. Our lifeguards were the first responders on the scene. Unfortunately, there were no survivors. Those are the days that make it difficult out here. But we respond because it's balanced off by the ability that when we can reunite a family, save a life in the ocean, or respond to a medical emergency on the beach, it's all worthwhile. While Miami Vice gave police work a different sort of description, Baywatch has really been an asset to us as lifeguards on the beach. People didn't recognize what we did. Although we don't have a Pamela Anderson on Miami Beach, they did give us an image that people around the world could recognize. What's unique to South Beach is the multitude of people from different places. English is spoken, Spanish, Creole, German, Italian, Polish.
Miami Beach is a crazy place. I mean, it's crazier than anywhere else. Sometimes I call it the open air sanitarium. You know, it's like, you know, you get people from every walk of life, from every country in the world. My name's Charles Ellis. I go by Chuck, and I've worked out here 26 years on Miami Beach. You never know what you're gonna see the next day. 8th Street tends to be, you know, the younger crowd, and things go on there, right? A little bit of drinking happens, and there's a lot of fights there, you know. This one here I like. You know, it's kind of at the end of the zone. It tends to be a nicer crowd, you know, a little bit more laid-back crowd. And, you know, once you get older, that's what you tend to kind of go towards those towers. You know, we're so conscious about skin protection and stuff that to get tans, I mean, to meet women, that's the last thing that anybody even talks about is suntans at the beach. You know, I'm really, you know, it's more like, you know, let's not get any cancers, so get out of the job without any cancers, you know. The minute you get here, it doesn't matter what time, there's people in the water already. It's always busy. Yesterday it poured down rain and we had lightning, and it's tough getting people to get off the beach. People worry about sharks, but they don't worry about lightning. And that's, you know, that kills more people in Florida than anything. Thanks to Steven Spielberg and his great movie that, you know, now everybody's scared of that more than they are like really things that can injure them when they're outside. I like watching people in general, even when I'm not here, you know, and you're constantly got your eyes going around watching what's going on.
That was Jerry Falconer and Chuck Ellis, both ocean rescuers on South Beach. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.